So we'll discuss Minyanei Yom Kippur, and specifically, we'll try to discuss a Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos, when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, which is this year. Maybe we'll touch on some relevant questions regarding this year as well. There'll be some general rules as well as some Yom Kippur, and we'll get into the question of Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos. So let's begin. So in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, they talk about the halacha of who is permitted to eat on Yom Kippur. We know there's a biblical prohibition, the only time in the Chumash that we find a fast day. There's a biblical prohibition to eat on Yom Kippur. All the other fast days we have are only rabbinical in nature, and at best midivrei Kabbalah, maybe Tisha B'Av, and all the others are only drabbanon. So the only time we only have one biblical fast day, and that's why as well we have a mitzvah in our Torah to eat erev Yom Kippur. Since the Torah is very concerned about our health and safety, so therefore the one day the Torah requires us to fast, they also require us to have a big meal the day before. That's a whole discussion in terms of what is the nature of that mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. We know there's a mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippur, and there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So some Rishonim learn they're connected. The only reason you have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is it's a hachana, it's a preparation for Yom Kippur itself. But there's no independent mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Another reason I'm saying no. There's an independent mitzvah, nothing to do with fasting on Yom Kippur. There's an independent mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. My nafgamina, what's the practical difference? So we'll go into this topic another time, but the obvious practical difference would be someone who has to eat on Yom Kippur. He's a chole or she's a chole sheyesh bo sakana. You have a life-threatening sickness, and therefore you must eat. In fact, not only don't you have the option, you have to. So that person who's eating on Yom Kippur, do they have a mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? So if the reason for the mitzvah, or if the reason for eating on Erev Yom Kippur is to give you enough strength that you can fast, well, if you're not fasting, you don't need the mitzvah. You have no mitzvah. However, if the mitzvah is an independent mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, so then you'd be obligated. Why would there be an independent mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? So that's what I think Rabbeinu Yonah, some Rishonim suggest that this is the Suda's Yontif, because we know in every Yontif we have a Suda. And since Yom Kippur we can't eat, so therefore we eat on Erev Yom Kippur. In fact, as the Gemara tells us, one who eats on Erev Yom Kippur, it's ke'ilu mis'ane tishiv asiri. It's like you fasted day 9 and 10. So we see the importance. It's not just tam hachana, but it's an independent mitzvah to eat, a sudas mitzvah on Erev Yom Kippur, which would be another nafkamina, how much you have to eat. If it's a tachana, so you just eat whatever you have to. But if it's a sudas mitzvah, sudas yantif, then you eat as much as you can, as much as you want, not necessarily what you need. And that's why many of the Gedolim, or Yisrael Salanta, others, they used to either suck on sucking candies, perhaps chew gum, in order to always have something in their mouth on Erev Yom Kippur, because they felt very strongly about the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. So that's the halacha of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah in HaTorah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So, in fact, some point out, we don't follow this opinion, that the reason to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is because since you have a mitzvah on Yom Kippur, tanu es nafsho seichem, it's a time of affliction of the soul. So we all know on Monday, it's much harder. We get much very hungry because we've eaten so much over the weekend, so we get used to eating a lot. And then when we don't eat what we're eating over the weekend, we start getting hungry. Similarly here, so someone would say, the mitzvah Erev Yom Kippur is to do the inoy, is to make it harder for us to fast on Yom Kippur. However, that's not the approach we assume. That's not what we accept la halacha. So the halacha is, achol sheyesh bo sakana, as a chiyev to eat on Yom Kippur, and that's a discussion whether he has to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, but he definitely has to eat on Yom Kippur. And therefore, the question is that the Magen Avraham raises in Simin Tafrei Shud Ches Sifka and Yud, what happens when a Chole Sheyesh Bo Sakana eats on Yom Kippur? So the Magen Avraham writes, Ein Sarech L'Kadesh. He does not have to make Kiddush. He eats on Yom Kippur without Kiddush. And what is the reason? So the Magen Avraham quotes from others who say, Kaven Shahayom Gorem Lo Is. So since Yom Kippur itself is the day, is the reason that causes the prohibition. It's only because of Yom Kippur you can't eat. And Rak Shepikuach Nefesh Gorem Lo Heter. It's only because you're a Chole Sheyesh Bo Sakana, you're in a life-threatening situation, that's Gorem Lo Heter. So therefore, the Magen Avraham writes, it's like, this day is Tuesday, it's Wednesday, it's like a week, it's a regular weekday, and therefore you don't make Kiddush. And that's the conclusion of the Magen Avraham, Ein Sarech L'Kadesh, because we're concerned of a bracha l'batola, a blessing in vain. It could be, perhaps, it's not necessarily a contradiction, that you do have to say, the Shulchan Aruch, we seem to paskin, that if you do eat on Yom Kippur, you do have to mention Yalo v'Yevo in your Shmoneh Esrei, which isn't a bracha, so it's less of an issue. But Kiddush, the Magen Avraham says, you would not make on Yom Kippur. In fact, there's a famous Maisa with Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that is a big, epidemic spread out, and people were getting sick all over and dying. So apparently it was Yom Kippur night, it's unclear of the year, when he got up and said, everyone has to eat, and he himself made Kiddush, and he ate. So of course that's a discussion, historically speaking. Number one, did everyone agree with Rav Yisrael Salanter? There are many who didn't like his psak. And secondly, when did he make this Kiddush? Was this a regular Yom Kippur during the week? Is that even then he made Kiddush, or maybe it was a Yom Kippur Shachol B'Shabbos? So that's what we'll have to see. So it's clear from the Magen Avraham, on a regular Yom Kippur, there is no obligation of Kiddush Hayom Gorim. The only heter is Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore there's no need. In fact, it's a bracha l'batala, it's a blessing in vain if you make Kiddush. So no Kiddush if you have to eat on a Yom Kippur during the week. However, what about someone who's a Chole Sheyesh Bo Sakana, and it's like this year, it's a Yom Kippur Shachol B'Shabbos. Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. So then what do you do? Is there a Chiyuv Kiddush? So before we answer that question, we have to ask a more basic, a more fundamental question, and that is, what about someone who's healthy, a Bari, someone who is fasting on Yom Kippur? Do they have an obligation to make Kiddush when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos? We all know the Torah tells us, Zochar Shom HaShabbos Kokodcho, remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. And the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim tells us that Zachreel Al Hayayin, you remember it over wine. So we know we have an obligation to make Kiddush over wine on Shabbos. So the question is, so the fact is Yom Kippur, does that take away from the mitzvah? So there's a tshuva from the Semach Sedek, and from others, the Har Tzvi, they quote in the tshuva HaRashba, in the name of the Rambam, that we know the Min HaTorah, one is obligated to, one is obligated to make Kiddush on Shabbos, and also do we know there's an obligation to have a festive meal. In fact, there's a famous kasha, not la halacha, we don't paskin like Rish Lakish, but according to Rish Lakish, who says, chatzi shir is aser min haTorah. I mean, Rav Yochanan says chatzi shir is mutzah min haTorah. It's a machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, unless you eat less than the requisite amount. So, is that also prohibited biblically? So that I only want to take a bite of the Big Mac or the cheeseburger. So Rav Yochanan says, yeah, chatzi shir is aser min haTorah. There might not be the same penalty attached to the action, but it's still biblically prohibited. And Rish Lakish says, chatzi shir is mutam in haTorah. So the question they ask on Rish Lakish, if that's true, the chatzi shir is mutam in haTorah, so they ask, according to Rish Lakish, that when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos like this year, you should be obligated to eat a kezias of, you should have your kezias of bread. Because it's a bigger shear on Yom Kippur, Bekosev is Gasa, and therefore, if you only eat a kezias, therefore, regarding the mitzvah Shabbos, it's enough to eat a kezias of bread. But regarding the Isser of Yom Kippur, it'd only be a chatzi shear. So that's a kasha. According to Rish Lakish, why don't we eat when Yom Kippur, why don't we make Kiddush and eat when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos? So basically, the Samizadok answer is, and we'll see the Or Sameach is similar, it says, Tanu es nafsho sechem. We know the Torah tells us, V'nisem es nafsho sechem, Av k'shachol b'shabbos. And the Samizadok and others write, even when it falls out on Shabbos. And therefore, when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, the mitzvah of Onig Shabbos is mevato. In fact, that's what we'll get into this in Or Sameach, and maybe we'll go into more detail on it, but basically the yisod of many achronim is that when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, it's no longer Shabbos anymore. They fuse into one independent kedusha, and it's kind of like it's Kippur Shabbos. It's not this regular Shabbos. It's a Yom Kippur, a Kippur Shabbos, and therefore on a Kippur Shabbos, the focus is on V'nisem es nafsho sechem, and hence there is no mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. But either way, the point being is, does a bari, someone who is healthy, is he obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush? So we'll see that the one who is healthy does not make Kiddush when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, or maybe he does, because that depends on how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. The Gemara tells us in Brachas and Shvuas Daf Chaf Amid Beis that not only are men obligated in biblically in Kiddush Friday night, but so are women. Nashim Chayavos be Kiddush as well. Why are women obligated in Kiddush? It's a mitzvah asei shazman grama. It's a time-oriented mitzvah, and therefore they should be exempt. So the Gemara answers, no, koshe yeshtum b'shmira, yeshtum b'zechira. Whoever is included in Shmira Shabbos is included in Zechira Shabbos. Whoever is included in the negative commands, whoever has to observe Shabbos, also has to fulfill the positive commandments as well. So therefore, a woman is obligated in keeping Shabbos, she's also obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush and perhaps maybe the other mitzvahs Hayom. So, the famous kasha of the Dagul Meravava, how come the practice is that usually we know the general custom is it's a little more women come, but still I'd say not the majority, that the general custom is the men go to shul, and not only go to shul, the men daven, the women don't daven, it's nothing to do with going to shul, and therefore the Dogen Rav Arvitz question is, the Rambam paskins, how does one fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos? Bidvarim. The mitzvah of Kaddish, the Shabbos, Bidvarim. We make that Havdalah and Kiddush are the two bookends. We show the uniqueness of the day. So we sanctify it in its entrance and exit. So the Magen Avraham writes, based on this Rambam that we paskin this way, that we fulfill our mitzvah of kiddush with words alone. So he asked, how could a man go home and make kiddush for his wife? A man already, when he davened, has fulfilled his mitzvah in the Torah of kiddush. A woman's still obligated. And therefore, a man can't make kiddush for his wife Friday night. So the Dagom Rebbe's suggestion is, well, let the wife daven and then they're both equal. But let's assume they don't. If a woman doesn't daven, is there any way out? So they point out there's a famous answer. So, but what's the assumption? There's a famous answer of the Minchas Chinuch, the Magen Avraham, and others will see. But what do we see from this Magen Avraham and this Rambam? That we see you fulfill your mitzvah min haTorah with kiddush, and therefore, how does a man make kiddush for his wife? So that, you know, that we could get into. But the point being is, the Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that what do we see from this Rambam Magen Avraham, that one fulfills the mitzvah with kiddush and with words, and Magen Avraham says by davening the Friday night Shmoneh Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos. So that's the kasha. The question is, so if we have a chiyuv min haTorah to make kiddush on Shabbos, so Bishlam when Yom Kippur falls out during the week, so there's no obligation to make kiddush. But when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, Pashtus is an obligation to make kiddush. So therefore, where's the kiddush? So the answer is no. When we daven Friday night, when we daven Yom Kippur Shmoneh Esrei, Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, when we daven when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, and we daven Ma'ariv, so we fulfill our mitzvah of kiddush then. So therefore, you can say that you do your mitzvah of kiddush on Yom Kippur. You just fulfill it normally all year round. We fill it over wine, but obviously the rabbis didn't institute to drink wine on Yom Kippur. So hence you fulfill it in you fulfill your mitzvah of kiddush in the Shmoneh Esrei. And according to others, the Or Sameach, other Rachman, perhaps you don't have to come on to this answer. Really, as we point out, there's a fusion of the kiddush between Yom Kippur and Shabbat, and the different rites with the different karbanos, who has to do them? Does the Kohen Gadol have to do them? Or could anyone do it? So we'll get back, we'll get into more details later. But we see there's a fusion, therefore it's no longer Shabbat. So this type of fusion between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, between Yom Kippur and Shabbos, never required kiddush. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, he seems to lean to the fact that the Das Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Shabbos Shachobo Yom Kippur, Chola Hatzorech Lecho, the Chola who has to eat, Sorech Yitzchayev Lekadesh. But since it's true, Mitzad Yom Kippur, there's no obligation in our Torah to make kiddush, and they didn't make kiddush al yayin. Mikol makom, imchol yom kippur b'shabes chayovim lekadosh al yayin mitzad Shabbos. He said you would be chayev to make kiddush. So someone a cholish yish bo sakana who has to eat, in addition to saying probably would say in yalav yavo, will have to also make kiddush. Lahalacha. Rov achronim chokim ala Rabbi Kiva Eger. Lahalacha, most of the opinions are against Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Chai Adam, the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore they point out even on Shabbos Shachobo Yom Kippur ain sarach l'kadesh. And then some bring down v'im yirtze yihara belibo ezo nusach hakiddush. Avol lo yotzi. Some say if you want to be machmir, you could be, and this is the Rabbi Kiva Eger, because of Ali Nira, where he quotes from, the others quote, that the Shev Altasa Adif, that better to do nothing, because how could you make the bracha, Asher, how could you make the bracha in terms of, what to do. So therefore they point out, and therefore he says, better not to make the bracha if you want to be a mahara. So it comes out, in fact, there's an interesting suggestion by Rav Yosef Engel that says that, you know what you do? We know there's a halacha of Tosefes Shabbos. So you may take in Shabbos early after Pagah Mincha. You make Kiddush, you have your meal. And then you don't accept Yom Kippur until later on, before Shkia. So therefore you could have your Shabbos, you could have your meal and eat it too. You could have your Shabbos meal and then Yom Kippur. Of course, we don't accept that. We assume you can't separate the two. That, you know, when you're accepting Shabbos and Yom Kippur, they're both coming in at the same time. So, L'maisa, Halacha L'maisa, HaChole SheYosh Bo Sakana, who has to eat on Yom Kippur, the fourth on Tuesday, no Kiddush, but he can, but yes, Yalo V'Yavo. A Yom Kippur Shachol B'Shabbos, that's a machlokes among the Achronim. Rabbi Kiva Eger thinks he should make Kiddush with wine, etc. The majority opinion is no Kiddush, and the issue seems to be in terms of whether you hold this Achiyav Kiddush at all. If you hold, like Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's Achiyav Kiddush, and therefore, normally you can't make it because you can't eat, but in this case you can. Or like the other Achronim, like the Or Sameach, then no, there's no Kiddush on this Shabbos because this isn't a regular Shabbos. But Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to be working with that Magen Avraham. That's the, how does the Magen Avraham know that you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush min HaTorah in davening? He says the same way we fulfill our mitzvah of Kiddush on Yom Kippur night. If it works Yom Kippur night, it works all the night. So that's L'maisa, is there's no Kiddush on a regular Yom Kippur. It's a discussion about Halach L'maisa. One would not make Kiddush this year. If someone has to eat, they should eat on Yom Kippur Shachol B'Shabbos without reciting the Kiddush.